When it was originally conceived, Camelback Ranch was to be the centerpiece for one of Glendale's biggest revenue sources, but plans to develop the land around the spring training venue fizzled during the Great Recession. As KJZZ's Matthew Casey reports from the West Valley Bureau, Camelback Ranch has so far just been a money pit for Arizona's sports and entertainment capital.
Hi, can you shine this?
You bet.
Former Major League pitcher Bob Howry grins and hands William Almazan his autograph. The 7-year-old is here at Camelback Ranch for the closing ceremonies of Glendale Youth Baseball.
My favorite was first base.
This city-run program didn't just give Almazan a chance to meet a real big leaguer, it also let him go on the actual field where the LA Dodgers and Chicago White Sox play spring training games. Almazan says he's definitely playing next year.
Yes, I'm sure about that.
It's impossible to predict how long Almazan will play baseball. But if he settles in Glendale as an adult, there's a real chance he'll have to help pay off some of the roughly $331 million the city currently owes on Camelback Ranch.
Possibly one would argue this was a high-risk transaction.
Michael Bailey is Glendale's city attorney. He didn't have the job when the Camelback Ranch deal was done.
Everything came to fruition except for the mixed-use project, and that was to be the funding source for what was the facility.
Bailey's talking about retail, hotels, and a golf course plan for around Camelback Ranch, which Glendale agreed to build in 2007. But the economy tanked in 08, so when the venue opened in 09, developers failed to deliver sales tax generators needed to pay for the project. Now the facility is only projected to bring in $160,000 this year, and there's still no developer.
We're always looking for the right partner. We're probably a little more cautious than we were.
Glendale Councilwoman Joyce Clark served during the city's free-dealing days. According to her blog, she voted for Camelback Ranch.
I don't know if I supported it so much as I didn't fight it.
Records show about $96 million has already been paid toward the debt on Camelback Ranch. But most of the money has gone toward interest. Clark says Glendale front-loaded the deal so it could pay it off with revenue from the surrounding developments. Payments on the roughly $190 million principal start again in 2019.
Well, we figured by then we'd be in Fat City because all of this stuff would have developed around it to cover that principal interest payment.
Clark says Glendale has new projects in the pipeline to help pay for Camelback Ranch, but she declined to talk specifics. If they don't work out, the city will have to use general fund money to pay off the debt by 2038, which is a decade after the Dodgers and White Sox have the option to leave.
I'm sorry that it's in the position it's in, but I do know that the city is healthy enough to make the necessary payments over the long term to reduce the debt.
What happened to Camelback Ranch is not unique to Glendale or similar big projects, says Mark Stapp, executive director of the Masters of Real Estate Development Program at ASU. He says the development landscape is littered with deals where financial projections failed to materialize.
And that's a fundamental issue with not just the real estate business, but with any business where you're trying to predict the future.
Stapp has about 40 years' experience in development. He once worked for the company that later created Westgate, Glendale's other venture built around a sports venue.
There was an exuberance based upon this idea that the metropolitan area was growing substantially and Glendale wanted to be one of the growth leaders.
The recession brought that ambition to a screeching halt. Despite new economic growth, he says developing Camelback Ranch now is a tough deal.
I think that the probability of successfully completing the commercial development portions of that project are small, if not non-existent.
While Camelback Ranch sits on Glendale-owned land, it's physically located in Phoenix.
You know, what it tells me is, that's great, Glendale. I can try and make a deal with you, but I need to go talk to the city of Phoenix to make sure I can actually do this.
The good news is better overall finances have led to an increase in Glendale's bond rating. That means the city can refinance the debt and shave millions off of what it owes on Camelback Ranch. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.